Well, heard your news, Lee. Democrats blaming Joe Biden for the loss.
Yeah.
Okay, if Joe Biden is the problem, they had this thing called a primary.
Yeah.
And you'll remember the unprecedented legal maneuvering that it took to keep RFK out of that primary by blocking him from the ballot. They made it almost impossible for anybody else to get on the ballot with Joe Biden. And they knew darn well he was senile. They knew it. They didn't want anyone else on the ballot. And the reason they didn't want anyone else on the ballot was simple. Because there's a very small club at the top of the Democrat Party that wants to maintain power. They are globalists. They're fascists. They're globalists. They're corporatists. And they're authoritarians. And they have the authoritarian part in common with the grassroots. But this was an effort to also keep the left under control on their side. They want their people, the right people, to have the control. They're very corporatist, the Democrat Party, but not in a capitalistic way, in a fascist way. And so they wanted to keep their avatar, Think Weekend at Bernie's, Joe Biden, in place. And that's why they blocked anyone from challenging. They could have gotten rid of Joe Biden. They could have gotten a much better candidate than Joe Biden easily. But they didn't want that. Because then the cabal would lose control. This is the heart of the swamp. So this idea Biden did this? No. No, no, no. That's not what happened. And think who they wanted to get rid of Biden, Lee. All they had to do was just tell the truth back, you know, in the beginning of the year about his dementia.
Right.
I mean, we were telling the truth since the first campaign when they had to hide him in the basement.
Exactly. I mean, this could very easily have been dealt with, and it would have been done in an acceptable way, I think, to most people.
Yeah.
If people were being honest. What am I thinking? People being honest in politics. Never mind.
Yeah. And look, you remember when I accomplished the feat of forecasting almost a year early exactly what week Joe Biden would drop out.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't take full credit for that because in his final weeks on the air, Rush Limbaugh said he was already looking at the things Joe Biden was going to do and they were going to be a disaster. You could tell because remember his leaving us correspondent with Joe Biden, you know, getting the presidency and all of that. And he said, listen, they're not going to be able to run Joe again. And it wasn't because of the dementia. It was because the agenda had gotten to the point where it was so damaging and devastating that even Rush Limbaugh knew before Joe Biden was ever sworn in that they would only be able to use him once, that he could not win an election after that. And I remember that broadcast particular stuck in my head. And I just kind of went from there and went, OK, well, what would I do then? And you would need to send someone clean in, and you would need Joe to drop out. And then you saw what the Democrats were doing, right? You saw in like a year ago in the fall, they changed their bylaws quietly so that if the president refused to step down, a vote of basically the party elders could force him out because they were already getting the idea. Hey, Joe said he'd go, but now he's not going quietly and he wants to stay. And the plan was always for Joe to step down. And the plan was always to replace him with Senator Mark Kelly. Here's the problem. They knew they couldn't get one of them, a white male, through the primary. They couldn't do it. So they needed Joe to be a placeholder and they need to put Kelly in. Kelly would pretend to be a moderate. He's not. He's one of them. And that would happen. And all of that would happen. Well, turns out the Biden family didn't want to go peacefully. And somebody, Hunter, Jill, I don't know. That when they finally forced Joe out after he cost them weeks and weeks and weeks of campaign time, because remember, they were going to do the flash primary.
Yeah.
They were going to have the DNC convention, the delegates were going to vote. It was going to be rigged, another coup or two. And then it was going to be Kelly. It's the only way you can get a white dude through the Democrat primary anymore, I think. And he was going to win and he would have been a lot more formidable. I mean, a lot more formidable for Trump to run against. And Joe Biden, thank God, swooped in and saved the whole thing by one, refusing to resign. So they then had to turn against him at that debate, knowing full well. I mean, Lee, remember how they had their talking points ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
How simultaneously across five different networks, they were using the same phrases right after the debate.
Right.
Yeah, because they had planned to get rid of him, right? Okay. So that catches you up to where they were. They screwed this up. They did. And Joe Biden didn't want to go. And so as a last act of rebellion, Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris. They had it all set up. Even Jim Clyburn had, who's black, kind of the grandfather of the party, had given them permission to hold the flash primary so that they could get rid of Kamala and bypass her, make her go away, but not appear to be rejecting the sometimes black and sometimes Indian woman, depending on how she's identifying that day. Yeah. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I mean, I have audio of her saying, hey, I'm the first Democrat. Yeah. I'm the first Indian senator from California. I mean, her, not me. Take it up with her.
Yeah.
So all of that was scheduled to go down. And then Joe Biden decided he didn't want to go. And then when Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi made him, he said, OK, I'm endorsing Kamala. And they went, oh, no, no, wait, we didn't count on that. Or maybe Jill wrote it. Or maybe Hunter did. I don't know. No. But that they got stuck with her.
Well, as you
and were, that's what happened.
As you were saying, though, as always, Rush was right.
Yeah, he was right.
Because, you know, and it wasn't just that it was Biden. It was the consequences of the policies. And that was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Democrat Party, through Kamala Harris, refused to have any daylight between her and Biden.
Yep. She did that to herself. That
she
was
did
the
that
dumbest
to herself.
Thing.
Exactly. It was absolutely the dumbest thing could have been done politically. So if that's the case and we've got a different Democrat running, but you're saying that there's not going to be any change of policy and that nothing that is we're dealing with right now, that you wouldn't do anything differently, then there's no difference between the two. So why should you vote for this one as opposed to the previous one? And so she completely undid her possibility of winning.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. I mean, yesterday on Twitter, the left was debating whether Sonny Hostin should be fired from The View for asking Kamala a real question that resulted in this devastating answer.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
That wasn't the only place or time.
No, it wasn't.
And I'll be honest with you, and listen, as much as we'd love to diss on The View, that program is credited with much more influence in this country politically than it should be. I mean, I'm sorry. If you look at the viewership,
obviously, women aren't, at least white women aren't listening. 52%.
I will bet you that conservative media playing excerpts of it has more coverage than the actual program itself. So, please.
Yeah. So that's literally what happened. But it goes back to what Rush said. They know their policies are so devastating that if they go to the next step and the next step and the next step, they can't even have the same candidate every 4 years at this point.
Yeah.
And that's the story of the numbers. I mean, when people are talking, and I'm going to do the podcast on this today, people are talking about, oh, my gosh, that, you know, she just bled vote over what Joe Biden got. And the Democrats are going, see, misogyny. Well, no, misogyny, no. Yeah. Go back to Hillary.
Yeah. Please
Hillary
keep saying that. Yeah.
Did much better than Joe did.
Yeah, keep
with the
yourself.
Same Democrat, right. with the same demographics. In other words, this is an erosion. And it did not start with Kamala.
Yeah, it's policy, not personality. It's policy.
It absolutely is. I mean, you just look at some of these numbers. So it's just like a for instance. OK, voters of color without a degree. College degree. Voters of color without a college degree. Okay, well, they're screaming this morning. Well, they voted 46% for Biden, but only 32%. I mean, she won them by 32%, okay? So, okay, sorry. Joe Biden won them by 46%, all right, but Kamala won them by 32%. Oh, misogyny. And that's what they were saying this morning on MSNBC. See, the problem is black and Hispanic men are racist and misogynistic. What would, how'd Hillary do better than Joe? She won it by, she won minorities with no college degree by 56 points. Wait, and Joe won them by how much? 46. And Kamala won them by how much? 32. See the erosion there?
Yeah.
This has been gradual. As they get more radical, crazier, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and as they tell men more fervently, we hate you. You are the problem. This is what happens.
And that is part of their problem is that they keep talking about who they hate in this country.
Yes.
You're not going to get people to vote for you if you keep telling people that you hate them.
No. And remember this. Latino men are on the whole far more religious than the general population of men. And when a young man yells, you know, praise Jesus at a Kamala rally, she jeers at him, she mocks him, she laughs at him, she has him thrown out, and the crowd mocks them as they walk out. Mm-hmm. What is your strategy there for getting very Catholic, very Christian Hispanic men to vote for you? What vote did that gain you? It didn't. It's just naked hate and seething rage that Rush Limbaugh used to talk about. They can't help themselves. They hate Christians so much they can't help themselves. That's what did it.